hard is it to win a footy tipping comp, particularly the big sports breakfast footy tipping comp, when the first prize, courtesy of Ambassador Travel, is to Hong Kong International Race Week at the end of the year? Remember those days, Slats?
It was a great trip, but it was a hard, hard stamina trip, wasn't it, for us giving up 2:30 every morning. No, 1:30 every morning. Yeah. But it was magnificent. And the races are just superb. Oh,
it's a trip of a lifetime and the secret to the success. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Slats.
Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
How'd you do it? You're the winner of the most prestigious tipping competition.
Were there hundreds in it?
In the Southern Hemisphere. Thousands.
Oh, no, there was 9,000 in it. Oh,
just slightly wrong. Ross, it always intrigues me. It's like Back to the Future when you have that. You remember that book when he goes back and gets all the future results of the almanac?
I've often thought of that.
To win these competitions is outstanding. And I think you won by four.
Yes, I won by four at the end.
Wow.
I led by seven with two rounds to go.
Okay.
And how much of it was gut feel? Because there were some big upsets.
Oh, well, actually, all of them. I did a George Costanza. I thought of what to do and then did the opposite.
Was that really the tactic? Who do you support?
No. If you saw my major, I'm on the tip and cup. I call myself the real eel.
The real eel. So,
real eel. Parramatta, I support.
Right. So you went shocking last year and you went pretty good this year.
I've been going shocking for 9 years. This is the first thing I've ever won in a footy tipping comp.
Yeah.
In the pub.
And it's not a raffle either, mate. You've gone through 26 weeks of good picking. Did Mido influence you at all?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, that's a good thing. The last few rounds, it was a little bit nervous. But actually, I tipped with my head, not my heart.
Yeah.
So, no, it was...
So you tipped Melbourne every week, obviously?
Yeah, nearly went Melbourne every week. No, I tipped Parramatta to beat them when Parramatta beat them in State of Origin.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah. I think I got 4 or 5 perfect rounds this year.
Wow.
And what else did I do? Jeez, I can't even remember.
Well, you've got the knack.
To get a roll on, 9,000. Have you been to Hong Kong for any racing?
No, I've never been to the Royal. I've been to the Melbourne Cup many times, down to Melbourne a lot of times, but I've never been to the Melbourne Cup. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've never been to Hong Kong.
Oh, you're going to love it, mate. It's outstanding.
Ross?
Yeah, Marty.
I can tell you about what to do at Sha Tin on the Sunday, and I can tell you what to do at Happy Valley on the Wednesday night. For the other activities in Hong Kong, I'll let Slats sort of guide you there, okay? So that'll be a private conversation.
I thought it might be.
Oh, is that right, TK? Yeah, I've got a couple of venues.
Yeah, okay.
There's one street that's just got bar after bar after bar after bar, so...
That's in Lan Kwai Fong.
Yeah. Well, that sounds
And there's
good.
Another one, but anyway, we'll...
No, no, I never
we'll
went
sort
there.
It out, Ross.
Yeah. No, I went to Lan Kwai Fong.
Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey,
the big spring carnival coming up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, two horses to follow.
Yep.
Kemantari is racing in the Run to the Rose tomorrow.
Yep.
Follow it through the spring, and Humidor.
I think you're right. I think they're two really good horses to follow. Ross, you've got the Midas touch, mate, and thanks to Pete Harning and his crew at Ambassador Travel too for putting up that prize. So first prize was the trip to Hong Kong, second prize was a Melbourne Cup trip, and third prize was the Cox Plate trip. And I'm glad to say I had a conversation with Pete Harning yesterday. The big sports breakfast tipping comp next year, he's more than willing to put those prizes up again.
Fantastic.
So we got a big one.